The music shop didn't work out for him, but radio did. Mm-hmm. So Alec interviewed me. He said, well, there might be something that we can work you into after school and Saturdays, because I was aware that they had employed another young man by the name of Gord Ballantyne from the high school to work after school on Saturdays, and he was leaving to go on to other things. He was graduating. So I was able to take his place, which meant coming
perfect
in.
Perfect timing.
Big time. Rolling the records, not doing any announcements yet, but rolling the records, helping the broadcasters choose the records, that kind of thing. Then one day, Bill Inkall, who became a pal of mine, he eventually was full-time at CJCS and went to CKCO Kitchener and was the sportscaster and worked a bit for CTV and was also famous for his Bowling for Dollars show.
Right, of course.
Some may remember that.
Remember it all.
Dear old Bill.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Bill used to call me Loidrick. That was the name.
Loidrick.
That was the name he adapted for me. And so he said, why don't you try a station break? Try a station break. So I said, well, what do I do? He said, just go in there, press down that little button, and say CJCS, Stratford. So I was very, very, very nervous. So I went in, I sat down, and the music came to an end, and he cued me. And I said, CJCS, Stratford. And I realized I'd blown my very first opportunity to be on
and
the radio
just
for real.
Almost walking away, walking out.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
Because I was so nervous. And there was a thing at the time that, you know, the teachers at the school would say, and remember, it's not Stratford, it's Stratford, just like Stratford.
Yes.
That's right.
Exactly.
I eventually knew how to say that. But that time I was so concentrated on not making it Stratford, that I call it Starherd.
Oh, my gosh.
So they laughed. I was devastated. My friends heard it, and, of course, they teased me weeks and months
afterwards.
Yes,
afterward. Of course, absolutely.
But, and this was the thing about CJCS, they were so good about everything. They said, get back up on the horse. So you've fallen off once. Big deal. Get back up. So I did. And it was that way all the way through.
Wow.
Every opportunity I had, I was encouraged to go further. I was encouraged to try something else, to try something new, to take on this, to take on that. And I eventually ended up doing everything.
Yeah.
When I was hired full-time in 1952, and that was another thing, when I finished high school, I knew exactly what I wanted to do. I wanted to work at the radio station
mm-hmm.
full-time. And as it happened, there was an opening. Two announcers had moved on, and I was filled one of the slots. Only people kept saying to me, I think you're filling both slots, the kind of shift you've got, which was Rise and Shine.
Okay, Rise and Shine, which the hours were roughly what?
6:30 to 9.
6:30 to 9 in the morning, Rise and Shine.
6:25, actually, okay. Beginning with March of the Day.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would definitely want to talk about all the shows that you were involved in, because certainly through the years, there's the Stork Report, or just all the shows that you were involved with at CJCS. So we got Rise and Shine.
Right. Rise and Shine. Then there was another hour called Suggestions and Music from 12 until 1. These suggestions were basically ads, and the music was sparse. Because there were more ads than music, of course. That's how we sold. And then there was the big, major newscast, 12:30, mm-hmm. which was read by the program director himself, Alex Smith. Beautiful voice, nicely modulated, great presentation. And I thought, oh, I'd like to do that someday. So he allowed me to do it on Saturdays. So I did it on Saturdays. And I would do, on Saturdays, I'd do Rise and Shine and the newscast. Oh. But during the week, it was Rise and Shine, followed by, not to forget this one, the Stork Club at 11 o'clock. The new arrivals at Stratford General Hospital, at the Mitchell Hospital, St. Mary's, because we were Perth County, too. You know,
mm-hmm.
We were everything, St. Mary's, Mitchell, Listowel, etc. So then Suggestions of Music with the news in the middle. And there was also a section in there where the commercials were very heavy between the end of Bill Inkall's sportscast at 12:20 and the beginning of the news at 12:30. And Bill and I would share commercials. he'd read one, I'd read one, etc. And there was a bookstore, Blow's Bookstore, Stan Blow's. Stan, I think it may still be around.
They're celebrating, yeah. 70 years.
Oh, yeah, long time, exactly. And Bill decided that he would clown around with their commercial one day. Well, Stan Blow's loved it. And it broke us up all the time.
And he would try to get you to laugh.
He'd be trying, you know, he'd make me laugh, and then he'd laugh. And so the last 5 minutes before the main newscast of the day were filled with laughter because it was these two characters trying to read commercials.
I love it. Yeah. I love it.
And then at 1 o'clock, I had a break until 5 when I came back and did Uncle Lloyd's Birthday Club.
Okay, I was going to ask you about that. Uncle Lloyd's Birthday Club.
I played and played and played. The Teddy Bear's Picnic, over and over and over. It was requested almost every day. And we had lots of birthdays. And that was one of those shows where they allowed you to go on for as long as you had the birthdays. Mm. So sometimes it would be till 5:30.
Okay.
Other times it would be till 10 after.
Yeah.
But there was always something. There was always, you know, there was at least one birthday from somewhere in Perth County. That was a very popular show.
Oh, for sure.
Uncle Lloyd's Birthday.
Yeah.
Then my big newscast. 6:30.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So I was actually working from 6:30 in the morning until 6:30 at night.
Wow. And then including Saturdays as well. Wow.
Saturday morning. Half day Saturday.
Wow. Yeah. You put in your time, Lloyd.
I paid my dues, as they say, Jamie.
So again, your time here at CJCS. And then you're here in the early days of the Stratford Festival Theater.
I was here for the opening. When the tent went up, we followed the progress of the tent going up, and that was really an exciting time. Mm-hmm. And I was also here for the debate went on, the debate about whether or not there should be a festival in Stratford, and there was some disagreement about that, because, you know, the CNR shops was the center economic poster of the town, but it was going under, because diesel had arrived, steam was going out and fading. The shops were closing. What were we going to do? What would be the main industry? Now, we had the furniture factories, and we had some retail. We would have been okay, but without the shops as the driving economic force, it was going to be difficult. So my friend Tom Patterson, and I got to know Tom quite well because he was about a year or two ahead of me in school, but I talked to him about this project a couple of times, and he said, this is so natural for this to happen here, because all the elements are here. There's Stratford, there's the Avon River, all the schools are named after Shakespeare plays and characters. So I think all we do is he knew he had to have a business plan. So he put a plan before council. And they gave him, you know, a couple of bucks to take a bus to Toronto to meet some directors. He was turned down by the first few he met, but eventually Tyrone Guthrie caught hold of the idea and said, I like it. Mm. Let's try it. So he was fortunate in getting Alec Guinness to play Richard III in the opening play. And that was stunning.
Incredible.
It was such a great opening night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the tent worked.